Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thanks to PIA for supporting FilmSack. PIA stands for Private Internet Access, and they take privacy seriously. Not only does PIA hide your IP address, it encrypts your entire connection. Right now, go to piavpn.com/FilmSack to get a whopping 82% off your VPN service. Plus, 4 free months with a 2-year plan. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another watch-along episode of FilmSack. That's right. It's the holidays, and we're all over the place. There's travel and stuff, and we want to make sure there's content here for you fine folks at home, so that's why we're doing it. It's, of course, me, Scott Johnson, and also here, Randy and Brian and Brian. Hello, everyone.
Good morning. Good evening.
Oh, hi.
Good
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry, Happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Wait,
Happy
that's
New
next,
Year.
Is that next week? When's... I'm all.
They'll be hearing this on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, this should post on Eve.
Today is December 24th.
All right, so then Merry Christmas indeed, we would say. Yeah.
And you just brought up something really interesting before we started recording. I'm just fascinated by this. Scott, you kind of brought up the question, what are the biggest main tropes of the X-Files? What, like, obviously it's about supernatural stuff, right? So there's a bunch of tropes, like every possible trope about supernatural stuff. But
many,
like, what are the big ones?
The big ones. So Scully's always skeptical. That's number one. Mm-hmm. That's one.
Yep.
Mulder.
And Scully is.
Mulder's always chewing on something, eating sunflower seeds or chewing gum.
Oh, yeah. That's his other habit is porn and chewing on stuff.
It's a different show, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the same show. He was super into porn. That was the whole storyline on X-Files. He was addicted to porn.
It was. Yeah.
They didn't show it or anything. This isn't. I realize that sounds awful close to like Californication or whatever. But he was. Yeah, that was a whole thing, right? He was into porn. Yeah. I'm not remembering that wrong.
That was.
I don't know if I'm Mandela affecting his real life into his TV characters. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't think so.
But I think so. The show was. In fact, the pilot got into why he was in there watching porn. But that's not because he loves porn. It was because he thought it was. Wasn't there a whole thing where he thought it was like aliens make us do it or something? Yeah, something like that. I don't remember.
Oh, now you're just crazy.
I don't remember. I don't remember shit. But yeah, the tropes of the show are deep. You know, you got them all over the place.
And so we're about to watch an episode about Scully investigating something.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it personally. It's called A Christmas Carol. It's called Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And like what you're asking is like this thing, what is the trope that defines Scully? Hmm. And I'm just trying to arrive at it before we watch and see if we're going to see if we,
I mean, analytical skeptic,
too skeptical
science.
For her own good. Right.
Cause eventually she has to drop that skepticism cause there's some things she can't explain.
Sure.
But I just remember like the time she had cancer and that little bald guy from ER and also the guy that got smeared on the front of the car in RoboCop, that actor.
And she was on that little rowboat for like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah.
That was great.
And he would eat people that had cancer or something or eat their cancer. Yeah. And he was like, oh, I see what you have or whatever. And that was, I feel like the time where things started shifting for her.
He looked like Ron Howard's goofy brother, but wasn't quite him.
No. And the more he melted from the stuff in RoboCop, the more he looked like Clint Howard, I thought. Anyway.
Yeah. Clint Howard, that's it.
By the way, we love Clint Howard here on FilmSack.
We do.
So never take our ribbing at him.
No.
So wrong. We love him.
I'm trying to like define it. Like, I guess there's three things. There's Mulder alone is, but will believe anything. Scully alone won't believe anything. And together, the trope of the show is Wink, wink. These are not love interests.
Yeah. When
wink,
will they wink. Make out? Because they do eventually.
Oh, they did eventually. Yeah. Once we got into that, right into the later seasons, right? The reboots, sort of, kind of.
Yeah. I like, and I'm personally, I know a lot of people disagree with me on this, but I liked the Robert Patrick years. I thought he was interesting. He brought a different vibe.
Yeah, it changed the tone. But if you were okay with that tone change, then they were really good. It's just, you know, you like the chemistry and the interplay between. Mm-hmm. Duchovny and
It's tricky to do. I don't think everybody can get away with Law and Order where they change everybody all the time and it's fine. All shows struggle with it, but anyway, we are going to do that. So here's the deal. We're gonna pause, or you're gonna pause at home. We're not pausing. You guys pause and you have it right there at the black screen of this whole escapade. Okay, before anything happens, 00. This is on Hulu, by the way, is where we're watching this. If you want to watch this with us live, you can do that. It's episode 6 of season 5 called Christmas Carol. I assume there's a lady named Carol and they're going to call her Christmas Carol.
Get out your season 5 box set from 20 years ago.
Yeah, if you have that.
The trading card was so cool.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully there's no extra features. It'll mess you up on timing. But anyway, pause that. Come back to the show. We'll count it down and start, okay? Oh, they've returned. Thanks for the pause and coming back. It's great to have you back. I'm going to count this down. 3, 2, 1, go. The word go is what we're going on. So here we go in 3, 2, 1. Go.
Okay. Oh, music.
Music.
Oh, it's a nativity.
Nativities.
This is what we do to make sure to the people know they're on the right episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did anybody have a nativity growing up?
It was all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We always, the joke at our house is we would put something weird where Jesus was. So my brother Matt would like.
Same put, here. Yeah. My grandmother. We put an R2-D2 in the, you know, next to the three wise men or something.
Yeah.
So it was my mom's was ceramic. It was very special to her.
Oh.
And my joke was always to put someone looking on, someone extra in the chorus of people who are looking on, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have G.I. Joe standing with the.
Yeah, they are
the wise men.
That is the way
I have Obi-Wan. I have three Obi-Wans as the wise men. Brilliant.
So this is Mulder looking around the room being skeptical about something.
I don't see Mulder at all.
I'm sorry, Scully. Yes. I keep doing
that. That is the worst Christmas tree ever. Go ahead.
Her sister?
That's her sister. She's arrived to visit her sister for Christmas.
Yeah. Nice. Hey, can one of you just tell me?
She's talking to her mom right now.
One of you hover over your timeline and tell me exactly what minute second you're on?
Sure. Negative 4419, 4418, 4417.
No, I mean like right where the little ball
120.
Is.
Oh, there we go. 120. Yeah, 1 minute 20.
122, 124. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm
alive. Scott, realize I could do that.
Did you get lost?
No,
it
paused.
Did you forget to unpause?
When I put on the I had to do, what do you call them, closed captions after we started, and it paused it. So I just didn't want to be too far ahead or too far behind.
So Scully's on the phone.
She is.
And she's doing the one finger on the one ear.
She has
bad ear.
Yep.
Right. And a mysterious ghostly voice is giving her instructions.
We did not appreciate back then, despite all of our crushes for Gillian Anderson or Gillian Anderson, we didn't know how awesome she really was.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
That sex education show is so good.
So
with her
great. Yeah.
She's so good.
And that's the guy that one of the kids from that show is our new doctor, I believe.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, the black kid. The best friend. The flamboyant one that wore the crazy colored clothes and stuff. That's great.
Yep.
Oh, good crane shot. Always works.
So great.
I didn't know that.
Nowadays, we do this with drones.
Yeah. Nowadays, we still park in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
Well, if he drove any further forward, he hit the camera.
That's right.
Or the crane.
Can't have that.
Take a picture of the phone. That's a phone. There it is.
So I wonder if Mulder's even in this one.
He's got to be somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. He'll show up eating chestnuts.
Chestnuts.
That's a lot of
Scully.
Wolves.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I can feel the tension. I can feel the heat between those two. What do you think? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be,
They're going to be doing it. You're like Forrest Gump on the front porch when the principal leaves, aren't you?
The call came from some mysterious place because he was there and nobody could have called because the phone's been off the hook.
Mm. Well, This old music.
But I guess now he's okay with her coming in.
What is it? The plot thickens.
Oh, dead lady blood, in the tub.
Needs to thicken.
Dexter's wife. Oh, no.
Oh.
She's a sim.
3 hours, but she just called me 10 minutes ago.
They placed the tub wrong and they couldn't get out of the bathroom.
Oh, he made a joke.
She is
1-800 the Great Beyond.
That's a really funny joke in front of a dead person. What do you think? This is CSI horrible. Vegas?
Right. All right, Ice-T. Hilarious.
Wait, who's this? Her brother?
I think brother-in-law.
Okay.
Because he was with the sister when they came in.
Yeah. Is he a local cop or something? Melissa. Oh,
no. No, I guess brother then.
Wait, that's her sister in the tub?
No.
Okay. The voice on the phone was her sister.
The voice on the phone was their sister.
Okay.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Because she's not upset enough if it's her sister.
Right.
Unless
her sister is definitely not the woman in the bathtub. But I think she said the call came from a sister.
The call came from that house.
From the
and
sister.
Was probably the ghost of the deceased.
Right. Then what's the sister? Why was the sister the gasp moment before the opening credits?
These are all good questions.
Maybe they'll tell us later.
Maybe. The truth is in this episode.
Just missed it. Here's what happened before the opening credits.
So everybody's got the same phone. Isn't it the same phone that she was calling from? So it must have been like one of those Sports Illustrated phones, maybe. Everybody got one free.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I don't remember that.
Sports Illustrated phones?
Yeah. When you subscribe to Sports Illustrated, you got a football phone. Free baby. Football phone.
I don't remember that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you some storyline since we're all talking and not paying attention.
Please.
There's nothing happening. So
Scully and her mom have arrived in San Diego to visit her brother Bill and his wife Tara. Tara is pregnant. She received a phone call from a stranger saying they needed help. She traces the call and found that the occupant of the house the call came from committed suicide. To her, the caller sounded like her long dead sister, Melissa.
Yeah. Okay. Does that guy ever blink? I don't think he blinks. He's an alien.
He's an alien. Yep, he's an alien. Oh, shit. Oh, man. This is proof. I want to believe.
Oh, no. She's one of those weirdo kids. That's Carol, isn't it? That's Carol. I guarantee you that's Carol, and she's got some kind of supernatural powers.
She looks at the TV when all the white noise is on it and says they're coming.
Stop looking here.
They're coming is my that's my discount way of saying they're here.
They're coming.
They're coming.
They'll be back.
They'll be back. You know what? That could be a fun bonus show 1 month. Just go take a bunch of
original.
No, take a bunch of fake or not fake, a bunch of famous lines from movies and then just change them to alternatives. That could be fun.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I'll be back from Arnold. Terminator. Could be I'll return later or something like that, you know? Really takes the wind out of the nostalgia.
I'm going to step away for a moment.
But I will return at some point.
I will return shortly.
Is Mulder an elf this time?
Mulder's dressed funny.
That's
Mulder. Is he an elf?
It didn't look like him.
He's got his nightshirt on, nightcap.
Aww.
Oh, what?
She called Mulder and then didn't say anything.
Are they on the outs?
Because she could hear porn in the background.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll come back later.
Give me 5 minutes, Scully.
Does she have no other clothes? She just has to have dinner with everybody in her freaking FBI suit.
That's it. She's grossed out. Oh, God, she's a baby maker. Man. She's a breeder.
This is from 1997. That woman is minutes away from getting a live, laugh, love sign on her wall. Mm-hmm.
Now, does she know she can't get pregnant?
Scully, I was going to say, because we're getting some knowing looks from Scully, and I think that might be why.
Yeah.
Might
be.
Because this would have been after she got abducted and they did whatever to her.
Did she wear anything but the lady suits? For real.
Well, this is the same day.
Yeah, but
scene change.
Mom. She's 8 years older than her or something.
Mom. Old mom.
I don't buy it.
Uh-oh. Here comes.
Mulder.
Uh-oh. What'd they do? Oh, honey.
Oh, so we do know. Oh,
always honey. With the bad news right at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody always tells the worst things to their family.
Well, it's because you show up and they're like, where's your holiday spirit? And they all on your ass. And you're like, you want to know? Let's get real.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have got more of her in film. I don't mean X-Files movies, but just movies.
I love the X-Files movies, though.
Did you notice that this one was written by Vince Gilligan?
No.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, this is back in his heyday. So, yeah.
I'm glad that X-Files gave us Vince Gilligan. I think he's...
Me too.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm so excited about his new Apple TV Plus thing. He's got a new series coming.
Oh, yeah, right.
Got What's-Her-Name in it from Better Call Saul.
Flashback!
Kim Wexler.
Wexler. She's so good.
Rhea Seehorn.
He's going to cook her rabbit.
Is this her and she's little?
Yeah.
And she's feisty little.
She's not a little miniature version of her little lady suits, though.
No.
No, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Her little suits. I love it.
So that's an actress named things. Joey Shea.
Joey Shea. So not Shea Curly Sue.
Is Canadian, of course. Born in 1991, and this is basically it.
Is she fisted to do like an autopsy on something? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
It's dog parts. Oh, worse.
Remember, that's her thing. So he's going to make the rabbit stew. And so that's her thing. So she's wanting to, this is how she became a
investigator.
Scientist.
I could smell that scene.
Yeah.
Boof. That
was some big maggots too, boy. What are you doing here, Carol?
Carol.
So that's the same girl.
Yeah, that was in that house.
All right.
I am sorry to inform you there is no character in this episode named Carol.
Well, I'm calling her Carol.
Damn it. Missed opportunity. Even her pajamas are like suits.
Ooh, she's got a cellular phone.
I have a cousin named Carol, and I love calling her during December and saying Merry Christmas, Carol.
Gee, thanks, Randy. It never gets old. Thanks.
Yeah.
Goodbye now. Click.
What if it was just Mulder prank calling her the whole time?
Ooh, a sim residence. She lives in a sim house?
That's what I'm saying. They put the tub too close to the door.
She's a sim.
She couldn't get out.
Yeah, and her brother and his wife did woohoo.
She went fleeble flobble, flubber flobble, and couldn't get out.
I'm the door guard.
Sorry.
Rob Freeman there.
She said sorry like Canadians say sorry.
A Canadian sorry.
Yeah. She's not originally Canadian, though, right?
Just around a bunch of Canadians. Maybe that was the thing.
But is Chris Carter Canadian?
I don't know. So you think
he wrote it like that?
And he made her do it. He's like, say it the way I want you to say it.
No, you're not reading it right. You're not reading. Sorry.
Say sorry. Sorry. Then you'll get the F out.
Yes, it looks like this episode was made in Vancouver. So, you know, she's surrounded by people saying sorry.
Vancouver.
It's bleeding in on her. Gotcha.
Vancouver.
It's very festive.
It is. Boy, it's the Christmas spirit is alive and well in this episode.
Yeah.
You just,
Sad music plays.
Get into my Jeep Wrangler.
Scrooge.
Whatever that is.
Oh, there she is. Carol.
Caroline.
We're just going to call her that.
That's it.
She's Carol. I'm
calling her Carol.
I think it might be, because what else is this named after Carol, Christmas Carol for?
So.
Tonight you'll be haunted by three Mulders.
Right. She's being visited by a ghost at Christmas. Gotcha. That's the reason.
Okay. Well, there needs to be three plus Jacob Marley. This is lame.
Yeah.
Just kidding. He can be whatever it wants to be.
Come in and get the goat. No Mulder, better man.
Come get to know me, get to molder me better. I was telling Brian how
I'm going to get comfy here. I'm going to take my tie off. How about you? Kind of hot?
Yeah. I was telling Ibbet how
that lady jacket.
I was telling Ibbet how my memory of Jacob Marley is completely ruined by the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Marley.
Because there's two of them in there.
There's only one Marley.
So when I go ooh, see another movie, I watched Spirited and there's only one and it really bugged me. It's like, where's the other one?
Hey, Scott.
Statler and Waldorf ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
Can you place that actor in anything else in your mind? His name is John Piper Ferguson.
It's like Chris Kattan to me.
Let me see. Just try to place him. Let me try to place him. Get a closer look. Here he is. A beard and something.
Beard man.
Oh, he's familiar.
That is so familiar looking.
Yeah.
What is it? Who is he?
He was in Unforgiven.
Oh, that explains that Maya thought he had a beard.
Beard.
Well, who was he in that?
Had a bearded clam. Hmm. What?
A bearded clam? I'm sorry. What did you?
What is this? Is it pregnancy, anti-pregnancy pill? What'd she have? What was those?
Anti-pregnancy
pills. What were they?
They were more Dorypedrone, which is what the woman had in her system.
Boy, it really does help how you name things. Birth control or anti-pregnancy pills.
Anti-pregnancy tabs. Take them today.
Take these.
Or regret it tomorrow.
Take them rectally.
Put them up your hoo-ha.
Dorypedrone if you're allergic to Dorypedrone.
That's right. May cause 8-hour erections.
Flatulence.
Medication is always such a useful storytelling device because it has a person's name.
She looks
on
like, oh my God, she looks like the Bubble Girl. Did you see her?
No.
Yeah, they had like photos of her, but she was doing the Bubble Girl. You know what I'm talking about? The Bubble Girl meme?
No.
Where she's running from the, she's blowing bubbles and she's running? No. Okay, fine.
No.
Interesting thing here.
Oh.
Okay, so the little girl whose mom died looks very, very much like
Scully's sister. No, like
Scully's sister.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're finding out for the first, probably only time, that Scully is from Japan. Where?
What?
Oh, yeah. Right.
She's got on her nerd glasses.
Yep.
Oh, man, the internet, 1997.
Yes. Record of live birth. Look at those buttons. Yes.
Stop. Why is there a stop button on the
top? I don't know, dude. That is some horse shit.
Buttons. Stop.
You got to have your button bezel or you're not doing it.
I remember there being a stop button in browsers.
Well, yeah. There still is.
The browser, but not on the web page.
Yeah, the web page itself. That's weird.
Yeah, the far right button next to photos.
She's got flat glasses. Those are fake. Oh, cripes.
Yeah, that ruined it for you, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the final straw.
I want to believe that those are real glasses.
I want to believe.
Stupid flat
Scully,
glasses.
I'm too busy with my porn addiction.
How right. to know it's a Christmas episode? There's really fuzzy Christmas tree lights in the
always
background.
Okay, Christmas.
Stop calling me. It's the 12 days of porn. Leave me alone. On the first day of Christmas.
On the first day of porn, my family gave to me.
You are going to have Mulder in your X-Files episode at some point, aren't you? Is this thing on? Hello?
What do we think of
you're Scott dying of
oh my gosh, it killed me. I'm gonna die. That was with the mute switch on. That's how loud I coughed.
Oh god, that hurts. Oh my god.
Actually, let me test something real quick. I'm gonna yell with the switch on. Right. Here we go.
I can barely hear it. It's hilarious.
We
it's
can like, hear it, but yeah.
Barely.
That's
barely.
So
it's a weird mute switch to not fully mute. I mean,
I agree.
Yeah, why doesn't it disconnect the sound, like disconnect the microphone entirely instead of just lowering it?
I don't know. That's really weird.
Don't look at her.
People sobbing, sniffing softly.
I thought it said Googling softly.
Googling.
Oh, my gosh.
People Googling.
You need to fix your
Google.
You got to use a fisheye lens when you're a kid going to see the funeral thing, right?
This feels like a Tim Burton Tim Burton funeral.
It feels like a John Carpenter funeral.
I don't want to say.
Seriously, if you went to visit a cat, an open casket, and there was blood coming out, you would never go to a funeral home ever again.
Nope.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh,
jeez.
Right up the nose.
But it's really pretty to have the flowers floating on there, though.
Yeah, very pretty.
Oh, no.
I wonder how they tied her down. How did she stay down there?
Right. Why is the dad weird?
He looks untrustworthy.
He says,
oh, fell asleep on my keyboard and now my waffle in my head.
I drooled into my shift key. Oh, yeah. Look at that thing. That's a beast.
That is a PowerBook. I remember that curve. That's like a G4 PowerBook, maybe?
Yeah, you can't stack those, baby.
No. Nope.
Trouble.
This is Pat Skipper.
Pat Skipper. Hey, Pat Skipper.
The actor or the character?
The actor, Pat Skipper.
Pat Skipper.
I wear my pants high. I'm Pat Skipper.
He must have a certain kind of look because he's been in one
my
episode.
My NCM is 36.
He's been in one episode of Yellowstone.
This belt is hurting my nipples.
Speaking of Yellowstone, did you see the new trailer? Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren in the prequel
The prequel to Yellowstone. Well, 1833 or something.
No, it's 1923. Is the new one. So 1883 still exists. That's a
that was
series.
The other prequel. Okay.
Yeah, and that's an ongoing thing, whereas this, I think, is a mini series.
Gotcha.
You look at all my badges. I have a lot of badges.
I don't think you get Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford for more than like 6 episodes, you know?
He did need some stinking badges. I'm sorry.
Does anybody get a weird case? Anybody get a weird feeling about how much Taylor Sheridan has been doing? It feels like a lot.
He's busy. Yeah. But hey.
Good agent.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a tough topic to really approach right at Christmas, because this is when it came out at Christmas time, and there are a much higher suicide rate at Christmas, and they're really
is that
really
true? I didn't know that.
Oh, much higher suicide rate around Christmas.
I don't like that.
Yeah, well, and they're addressing it directly here. So I'm lost in her eyes. They're so look at them.
It sounds like a. Picked up the phone, called you, and then left the phone off the hook. It was pretty clear what I was suggesting.
Wow, she's doing her work. Oh, gross.
Boy, if Scully doesn't get to do an autopsy, it's just not an episode.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. This is your trope.
How come her little goggles aren't flat?
Yeah, with the frick.
Yeah.
The frick, man. Hello, I'm echoey and in the past.
Always fascinated that she can always find a place to do an autopsy, too.
I keep all my medical instruments in my giant ears.
That's correct. The little hairs hold them in place.
Wow, that was a quick edit to back to the...
Yes, I was wondering, yeah.
Autopsy.
It's very weird.
I think you need to wash your hair is what I think.
That's Walter Marsh. He was also in Unforgiven.
Wow.
Oh, really? It's an Unforgiven reunion. Newspapers. Yep, more newspapers.
Papers. What you got there is a newspaper.
It's weird above the mantle glass.
Those pictures?
Yeah.
That was weird, I thought so too.
Watercolors behind glass. I can't imagine the heat's good for that.
No. Hey, it was the 90s.
Oh, Ibbit, quick warning, a text I sent last night finally just went through. I don't know why, but I just sent you a text.
Simmer down.
You were given the 90s. Simmer down now. Is that 90s? Or that
simmer down now.
Simmer down now. Don't be sneaking up on me, big eyes. That is a nasty looking needle.
Right? That's huge. First off, huge needle.
That was so that you can give yourself a shot to the center of your liver.
Right? Good Lord. I was talking about a tiny prick earlier. I was talking about Mulder, but.
That was quality.
On the third day of porn, I watched something.
Porny. A goat and three ladies.
We're watching.
Oh, they're out in the car.
Uh-oh. Don't trust that bullshit.
Watching.
Oh, look at him.
We've been made. Let's go.
Once again, another episode that include the Men in Black.
Right.
Yeah, always the man in black.
Always do we get the cigarette the smoke man at black. Some point in this one?
Nope.
Aww.
Meanwhile, Mulder's watching a porn version of the movie Scrooge called Screwed.
Screwed. Didn't we eventually determine that the cigarette smoking man was like everybody's father or like her father? Or, I forget.
Yeah. It's funny. I don't remember it. I don't remember what the cigarette smoking
man was. He was somebody's father. Was it Mulder? They implied that it was his father. So I can't
William remember. B. Davis. No relation to Ann B. Davis, as far as I know.
Or Don Davis.
Or Don Davis.
That's a microfiche?
What's or she got? Sammy Davis.
Microfiche.
Microfiche? Oh, she's got x-rays. Microfiche. It's going to hold these up to the light here. Oh, my God.
It's so dark DNA. In this room. I can't see anything.
These are tiny, tiny feet.
They match up perfectly.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Boy, it's DNA testing was state of the art in 1997.
Yeah. Yeah. 23andMe.
Yeah.
This is like 20 years before 23andMe.
Yeah.
This is a better era for her hair. Those early seasons, couple.
Ooh, agreed. Boy.
May as well have been my mom or my aunt
Susan. Mom hair, right?
And mom jeans too.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheila Larkin.
She's like 8 years older than this actress.
Larkin.
I swear.
Larkin. I want my holidays to be full of all the lights out and the Christmas lights always on. That's every scene so far has been lights out, Christmas lights on. That's it. No other illumination.
Boy, Sheila Larkin did so much TV, guys.
You got something to tell me, Mom?
She was in Starsky and Hutch. She was in Dallas, The Incredible Hulk, Little House on the Prairie, Trapper John, Simon and Simon. It's unbelievable.
It's my sister. Oh, Melissa's daughter. Sorry. It said M. Scully. I got you. That makes sense. It said M. Scully. Not just Scully. Right.
Commercial time. Oh. What would they advertise in 97? Well, what was Dana's that going to mean? Depends? No.
Yeah. No, it depends on what was.
Oh. What episode it was?
Yeah. Right. I thought you meant Depends underwear or diapers.
I did.
So let's think about it. 97.
Buy your Smashing Pumpkins concert tickets today. I don't know.
97. Fox is the channel. It's prime time.
Oh, they're definitely advertising the animation domination, right? Or something like that.
They didn't really have that in 97, though, did they? It's Simpsons.
It's a Butterfinger commercial.
They're advertising the Arsenio Hall show.
That could have happened. Woot, woot, woot.
Woot, 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 woot. Is that what he said?
What? What?
What? What? What?
What? What? What? What? What?
By the way, when you see pictures of young Dana Scully, it's actually Gillian Anderson's sister.
Really? Oh, really?
Huh. Oh, no way.
I do like it when they do use old photos and old video clips of the main character, like when you see stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, hey, let's just use my high school graduation photo. And
yeah.
It was a long time.
Roll eyes. Mom. Mom.
Oh, Mom.
Sure isn't a very Christmassy episode, is it?
I disagree because it's all about family. This? Dealing with your family bullshit when you go home for Christmas.
No, you're absolutely right. You find every time you go home for Christmas, you find out that mom had a secret child and gave it up for adoption.
Every freaking year. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, you find out your dad, your stepdad had a whole other family somewhere.
And that you can't have babies because the aliens touched your insides.
Dana had so many, such big braces that she couldn't even close her mouth.
It's hilarious. Once again, only tree lights and fire. It's an album.
Yeah. Look, they left the fire going overnight?
Yeah. It's an album. Let's look at it.
That's exactly what she would sound like with those braces. Yeah.
As soon as I see a fire in the fireplace, I can smell the whole room.
Yeah.
Well, I can open a present at 11 o'clock at night right in front of the fire that somebody decided to leave going in the fireplace?
Yes, it's a cross.
Oh, great. Oh, thanks.
I wanted a Nintendo.
97, what do we want? Was it PlayStation 1 yet?
This is like every parent. This is like every parent's dumbass dream. It's like, here's the thing that I got when I was 8, and I loved it so much I wanted to give it to you. Thanks, Mom.
Straight. Do you have the receipt?
Yeah. But it's everybody's fantasy. Like, oh, you're going to love it just like I did.
Yeah.
Dude, PlayStation came out in 94.
What? Yeah, true story. What is on her wall?
Wait, PlayStation came out until 95 in Japan.
I said 97, would you have gotten a PlayStation?
Oh.
And I think the answer is yes, maybe.
Yes, you would have had my 96. It was in the States, so yes.
It was September 96, September 9th.
Yeah.
Oh, good point. Yep.
Waited in line all morning, and mine broke 3 days later. So.
Hey, look, she's out of her lady suit. Look at that.
It's hot in there.
Right, is it just...
Please, blink. Blink, dude, blink.
Blink, you smarmy bastard hole.
Oh, my God, no. I'm sorry. Sorry. Vancouver does not look like San Diego at all. Not even a little bit, ever.
Oh, you've brought forth the anger of Randy.
Uh-oh.
That is really cool architecture around them.
Sure.
Yeah.
David Duchovny was on a vacation when we filmed this episode.
Right. Exactly. The Suzanne Summers call-in to Three's Company.
I wonder where exactly they are. It's giving me like Simon Fraser University. Anybody listening? Is that Simon Fraser?
I'm listening, but it doesn't make any. I don't know.
I don't know
who that is.
You're saying words.
We were waiting for you to decide in your head if it really was Simon Fraser University.
Totally uninterested in what you're saying. I could just say anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, she was a patient here. Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah.
Let me all toss you something.
Concerned face Scully. This is the era I was crushing on her pretty hard.
Just then?
I never did.
Early on,
I never stopped.
The early on, I couldn't do it. But later
season. The Dora Tripton was prescribed for the lady's husband, the dead lady's husband.
Oh, the fake name.
Who lied about her injections. Oh. Oh, no. The FBI's here again. Oh.
Ow. You hurt my arm. Ooh. I'm not happy with how high these chair rails are. They're way too high.
Look at that. That's a Canadian thing. I don't know. Actually, I have no idea.
That's the Canadian. That's what the Canadians do.
What was that movie we saw last Christmas or Christmas before? The horror movie set in Christmas?
Oh, yeah. The Australian.
The Australian doorknobs that were like 10 feet up or whatever.
Oh, yes. Better watch out. Yeah, the doorknob's way high.
I like that movie a lot.
I did, too. It's fun. It goes places you don't expect.
Yeah.
You live with me now. I can't have babies.
My womb is barren.
And you look like my baby sister that died.
Oh, it's a symbol of Jesus.
Can I have this for Christmas?
Can I chew this? Perhaps swallow it and choke?
Sure.
Why did you kill me?
I'm a ghost.
When you put the necklace on someone else, you transfer the curse.
You're right.
Now she has it. Now little Carol has it.
Carol.
Little Christmas Carol.
My name's Carol.
Mystery lady hand.
Ghostly hand.
It was Cousin It or whatever. What's the name? No. What's the name thing of the hand?
Thing.
Cousin It.
Thing.
No, the hand is the thing,
yeah,
right?
Oh, right. Cousin It's the hairy thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Cousin It was all hairy.
Yeah, and that it is spelled with two T's. If you're a crossword puzzle junkie, it comes up a lot.
Is that true?
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
I did not know
that. Awesome. You just helped me win a bunch of crossword puzzles. Thanks,
great. God, if you've had like a stack of them that you couldn't finish because of that one piece of information.
What the hell? It's only two letters. What is going on?
I started watching that with Kim, that Wednesday show. It's really good. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Surprising. God, I keep hearing about this dance scene, this amazing dance scene with
are you enjoying the drink party? I'm enjoying my drink party. You want a drink? Everybody has a drink.
Everybody's party. Silently standing around.
Right. Welcome to my drink party.
So when you go to a funeral, is there a lot of drinking?
Depends on if it's an Irish funeral.
Oh, yeah. What kind of funeral are we talking about? It's a wake.
Is that what they're doing here?
A bunch of Catholics.
What are they doing?
Is this the funeral? This is the Scully family Christmas.
Oh, well, this sucks then. What a bunch of drowsy.
With all their jackets on?
Standing around drinking?
Why would they have a funeral for the lady who died?
That's a good question.
They don't know.
No, I think you're right. I just think that this party looks like a effing funeral. They're also totally dour.
That's exactly.
The lighting and the whatnot.
Would you like me to print something on my giant brother printer behind me?
My brother printer. My brother's brother's printer.
Why is my suit four times bigger than it should be for my fit?
That's how we roll, man.
I bought this from the David Byrne collection.
Yeah, David Byrne, exactly. That's what I was thinking. He just made a new song. This brother looks like a cross between the best friend in Truman Show and
Exactly
Gary,
what I was thinking.
And Gary Busey. It's the combo.
He looks very familiar.
Wow.
Good one, Scott.
That's pretty good.
Can you see it?
I can't unsee it.
That guy, the best friend from Truman Show. I love that actor. Yeah. Great in everything.
Bill, what kind of milk was that? Latrine? Licorine? What is that?
Latrine.
Lucerne?
Licorine.
Lucerne. Oh, it's just Lucerne because the L has been whited out.
It was white out. Yeah, it wasn't even like, oh my gosh, dude.
It wasn't even a fake brand. It was Lucerne.
Lucerne.
That was a Safeway brand. I remember we used to get Lucerne milk. Mm.
Scott, the best friend in Truman Show, was in Space Force recently.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was.
He's also very good in Walking Dead.
Last season worth seeing?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
I thought you recommended it. No?
You did recommend it before it got canceled, and that's why I'm wondering if it's...
It didn't. They didn't finish. And
sometimes you like things until you find out they're not going to have a way to finish them, and then it's like, oh, well, now I'm kind of... What's the point?
Yeah, it's a sour job. I get it.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking, Scott, why didn't I fall in love with this lady? What's her name?
I'm still in love with
Jillian Anderson.
Jillian Anderson. Stay.
And everybody else did.
I think I have a type, and my type is analytic and
booky,
practical.
Bookish redheads.
Yeah, and smart.
Fiery, bookish redheads who wear big suits.
Smart and willing to tell you that you're screwing up, like she tells Mueller all the time, that kind of stuff. I like that.
So I like it. Go ahead.
For me, the first few years of the X-Files, I was bumping around the chemistry and biology departments of Texas A&I.
Oh, my God. Oh, it just looks like he's squatting on the ground.
He's just praying. Geez. No, he's just praying quietly.
It did not look like he was on his neck or supporting his weight.
Get him.
He looks like Epstein.
That look. Yeah, it's just.
He looks like, Epstein, who quote unquote committed suicide.
Right.
I don't think he did.
No.
Too many powerful people. He got killed, man.
He's dead. Either way.
I don't even believe in conspiracy theories, but that one, pretty sure somebody killed him.
Seems like.
Oh, we don't know why the security cameras.
Like the type that would do it, right?
We don't know why our security cameras are off, and the guards are usually here. They just weren't here then. It's weird. Oh, hello.
Silver tray.
Truman's friend.
Ham loaf.
I brought you a ham loaf.
Would you like to take this ham loaf?
Do you like ones with olives in it?
Hello. I've brought you a ham loaf.
Is this too hammy?
Wow,
taste this ham loaf and let me know if it's gone bad.
The stairs are scary. I would never go up those stairs.
Let me see them. Switch
back. They have a lot of stairs in this show. Yeah, they're backlit too. They're always weirdest lighting in this.
Do you think there's
noir lighting?
Do you think there's the little old lady chair that you ride up there? I think that's on there.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
What movie is that from? Dumbwaiter. Is that what they're called? Dumbwaiters? I thought those were the hole in the wall.
Oh, just moving the food back and forth is a dumbwaiter, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the old lady mover is called.
Old lady mover.
Granny
chokers
mover.
Chokers were a thing.
Chokers?
Yeah, I love chokers. Yeah, October 7th, 1994. ETAP. I'd ETAP that.
Why is it in Futura bold? It should be like a little mono space font.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Oh. Still pregnant, though, right?
Baby in the lab.
Everybody's always trying to make her feel like she's crazy. Right. I'm not crazy.
She's like all the men in her life. Or they're like, he's like all the rest of them. They're all just dicks.
Yeah, all the rest of them.
I love that it's Christmas and they are doing no celebrating. Nope. We are going to investigate.
The closest they got to it was slowly shuffling around a dark room with drinks in their hands. That's the most celebrating they've done.
They're just doing what, you know, it's like
the Scully the family Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, is it your Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, bother.
Oh, poo.
Have you tried the ham loaf?
Have you tried the ham loaf? Have you seen my tail?
Oh, boo.
Gosh, there's just files laying around everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. Is that the files part of X-Files?
Yeah, those are the X-Files.
But she's at her she's at her brother's house. What the hell are all these
She can't get files? Away from them. Oh, my God. You just unlocked the secret of what this show is all about.
Like, yep. It's like Harry Potter and the owls are bringing files to her, whether she wants it or not.
Yep. Which bird delivery do you prefer? Do you like pigeons? Do you like owls? Do you like ravens? I like ravens.
Oh, ravens are the best, ravens, right? Sure. Aren't they super smart?
Yeah. Yeah. They talk when you get a talking raven, they're freaky. They go, "Hello, my name is Bill, and I talk like a man."
Yeah. And sometimes you need to send people a message anonymously, so you get a burner raven.
Oh,
a burner raven. Yep.
Douse them in out and gasoline.
Set them on fire after you get the message.
Caw.
That's great.
Caw, oh shit.
Or if I mute, you can hear me say caw. Hold on.
I just barely could hear it. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Every room in this house is so dark all the time. Why?
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
X-Files. That's what the X-Files
turn
is
on
about.
A lamp.
Chris Carter.
Other than
like,
the one that's facing you and weirdly facing her. It's like behind her, but it's somehow hitting her face.
Listen, back then Chris Carter was like, we want 3 lumens in every scene. That's it.
3 lumens. Are you sure 3 whole lumens?
Doesn't that make it grainier? I don't understand why these are not well-lit actors.
Well, it was film at the time.
It says mood.
So film doesn't have the grainy thing. Well, you have grainy, but not from that.
Just using the transfer.
Digital, you have to do, you know, you have to compensate for that. But
I hate it when she's crying. I want to help her.
I do too. She's got a good.
I help you. Don't cry. Don't cry.
Oh, so Scott.
Yeah.
Around the time of these seasons of The X-Files.
Yeah.
I was in college and I was spending all my time in a chemistry department and a biology department.
Oh, like Scully. Okay.
And both of these departments had TAs, which is to say older college students who were dudes that were freaking in love with Gillian Anderson. And I was at that age where I was like wanting to be contrarian.
Yeah.
And so I just refused to allow myself to like Gillian Anderson against these like young scientists around me.
Yeah.
And I kind of stuck.
Well, that explains it. Yeah. You just,
I liked her. I liked her because of the betrayals I was always doing of her, that she seemed like a real person. Most of the ladies that you were seeing on TV were not, they were either overly dramatic or not real people. She seemed to have like real issues, real problems. And that, I think that was an attraction for me. Plus she's an attractive lady.
Plus she's our eyes in the world of weird, right? She's the skeptical, like, wait, how's any of this possible?
Represent the audience.
Yeah. Even her robe is business robe.
Business robe's got pads in it. It's got shoulder pads.
That fire. Boy, that's a courageous fire.
Yeah, that's a gas fire too. That's gas logs. Look at those.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Duraflame.
When I was growing up, we put all the used wrapping paper all Christmas Day. We put it in a real fire thing, and now I realize how much paint and shit toxic. I put up there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel well.
That's what
bad.
We're doing at Christmas once again for the 10th straight year. So,
well, don't burn that stuff. It's not good.
Mm-mm. Well, we use like plain paper, recycled.
Well, that stuff you're okay. Yeah, you're right with that. Like the brown stuff, the reconstituted.
We just go cover homeless people up with ours.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Hank. I know you're a little cold. Here you go, buddy.
Here you go. Also, here's some wrapping paper.
Also, I'm going to
I got a new TV.
Okay. We'll be out in the middle of nowhere, British Columbia, I think. Sending some smoke up the chimney is what you're supposed to do.
Right. I'm sorry. Don't know
who elected a new pope?
Wait, someone elected a new pope? What happened?
Out of Randy's smoke up the chimney paper.
Got it.
That green smoke that comes out.
Oh, yeah. They'll think it's the... Yeah, I get it now.
Oh.
If it's white smoke, it's... how does it work? There's a whole thing with the pope.
The black smoke means they haven't chosen anybody yet. White smoke means they've chosen.
Oh, it wasn't like we chose a white guy or a black.
Right, no. Right. It's a boy. Look.
Chicken out. It's a boy. How do you know? You can say he's wiener.
Oh, look, it's an actual happy moment. They finally got there.
Oh,
it's a basketball.
By the way, Carrie Turner there was on hundreds of episodes of JAG.
Oh.
Poinsettias.
I never saw one JAG.
I got some files for you. I heard you're like into files.
I've never seen one JAG. I've never seen one The Good Wife.
JAG's good. Oh, that's good too.
NCIS. Have you seen NCIS?
I have seen NCIS twice.
How about The Good Fight?
Which one?
The Good Fight, the sequel to The Good Wife.
Oh, I didn't even know that was real.
Just Christine Baranski.
No, that's news to me. Didn't know that was a thing. Good.
There's the files. I knew it.
Dr. Scully. I sent you this nude. Signed Mulder.
And show him my nude. Here's my nude.
There's no way she would get DNA that fast.
Why is that? It just sounds funny to say, here's my nude.
Here's my nude.
Uh-oh. Here comes the other shoe. Here comes the other shoe.
Oh, the shoe's about to drop.
Oh.
I think the brother and the mom are the same age.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
What?
I can't have babies.
To be continued.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. What
the next episode is called Emily, so it's a continuation. Yeah. We're not going to watch
Emily, not Carol.
No, we're not watching Emily.
Tim Minear there?
Yeah.
Boy, wow. This show was made by people who went on to really do a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. No, X-Files is like a launching pad for a whole ton of people. I mean, I think Vince Gilligan's probably your best.
And we only got
off.
5 seconds of David Duchovny wearing something weird on his head.
Yeah. Was that really him?
Not even been him.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Do you think they're faking that, or was that really him?
You think that was his porn hat?
I don't know.
He was holding out for like a contract increase, and you know what? We can put you in our film. Watch this. Oh, look, you were in this episode.
He's like, hey, I heard a Robert Patrick rumor, so I'm not coming on this one.
That was not as crazy as I was hoping.
No.
We had fun with it, though.
It was less. Well, that is all that matters. But that is less. Yeah. The first one we watched a couple years ago, the Ed Asner one, was much more of like, here's a standalone Christmas tale.
Yeah.
And this was more like, ooh. And in fact, this is part of her arc. This is a big part of Scully's full show arc.
Yeah, totally is.
Not a standalone, so...
Can I ask a question? I'm getting told by Hulu that there's a movie called White Elephant that stars Michael Rooker, Bruce Willis, and John Malkovich.
What's happening?
Which one of them is the white elephant, you think? Which one's the white elephant present?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
That's smart, though, because that's a pretty good storytelling. You guys all familiar with the white elephant gift, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
2022.
Yeah, brand new.
Interesting.
On Hulu.
How shitty is this? When two cops witness an assassination attempt, a ruthless crime boss orders Gabriel Tancredi, an ex-Marine turned mob enforcer, to eliminate ... Seymour.
Any and all threats, with an eager underling out to prove himself, rival gangs making moves and a rising body count. Every step Tancredi makes threatens lives, including his own.
Can we just talk about the poster? The poster for this movie.
The poster.
Okay, well, so it's the poster that tells you that nobody was ever in the same room at once is what it tells me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have Brooker and Willis and Olga Kurylenko. And John Malkovich.
Yeah.
And she, I guess at least two of them are armed, but the way it's like, she's holding this gun, like she's about to shoot the moon. It's like, what? And then Bruce Willis looks like they've de-aged him 30 years.
Oh, she was Taskmaster in Black Widow.
Oh, okay.
She's dead. We saw her on a film sack recently.
Quantum of Solace?
Maybe.
We didn't watch that. Hitman? No, we didn't watch that.
No. What was it? Well, you're right, though. We did.
Oblivion? No, we didn't
watch that. We got to watch that.
No, didn't watch that.
This is a cool cast. Like across the board, but boy, 14% on Rotten Tomatoes, 15% audience score. It's not doing good.
Yeah, what do they know? What do they know?
These are those weird Bruce Willis paying the bills deals.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point, though, I'm super sad about his current
for sure
mental health. So that I would,
but I don't know that he doesn't seem to be stopping. And they, I don't know. I thought that, I don't know what to think of this.
Oh, I mean, this was, I'm sure this was filmed way before he made his announcement.
Yeah.
Was it?
This was written and directed by Jesse Johnson. And I just want you to know, if you've seen a Jesse Johnson movie, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Are they all bad?
Yeah, it's all this kind of thing.
Jesse B. Johnson. He has one movie that's pretty highly rated, 2021's Hell Hath No Fury.
That's not highly rated. That is not highly rated.
93%. Rotten Tomatoes has a 93%.
That's pretty highly rated.
IMDb has it at 4.7 stars, which makes perfect sense.
Okay, we'll explain this then. 82% for something called Debt Collectors.
Again, not, no.
Stop. 84 for Avengement.
What's the deal with Rotten Tomatoes and really, really minor films? Deal?
Well, they cover all of them. I mean, they're all there, right? And they, so it doesn't matter how big or small your movie is, it'll be in the database.
There's this thing, like, if it's a movie that was made for streaming, nobody saw it, nobody reviewed it, you know? Like, yeah. Sometimes Rotten Tomatoes is just like...
exist.
Yeah. By the way, Deanna Troi is in Debt Collectors.
I'm not saying we should watch these. I'm saying maybe we just consider them, you know? Oh, here's a good one. Oh, no, sorry. This is Violent Night, which is that one I do want to see.
Oh, yeah.
That's doing well, sure. Critically well as well.
For another example of this movie poster, look at the Jesse Johnson film Triple Threat.
All right, let's take a look.
Triple Threat has all the main characters all wielding their weapons in a weird angle.
Three of them? Just kidding. It's Triple Threat, you know? Yeah.
Three weapons, three people.
Yeah. Boy, some of his bad movies. Pit Fighter, for example. All right. Well, I never even heard of this guy, but he's one of the Johnsons, so I have to support him.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
By law.
By law. It's required. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We hope you had a wonderful Christmas and enjoyed this episode with us. We'll be back in the new year with all kinds of great stuff, including our very next episode, which is The Mist. Yeah. Which you probably watched because we told you to before the end of the year. So just in case it left streaming, you all got it in.
You skipped Europa Report and you're listening now, watch The Mist.
Yeah.
Now, December.
Yeah. Watch The Mist before it's missed. Wait, what? Anyway, that's going to do it for us. For all of us, to all of you, Merry Christmas. Have a fantastic weekend. And we'll see you next time.
Happy holidays.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, Dunaway.
Bye.
Bye.
Privacy. Privacy online. Everybody needs it. Everybody wants it. You want it. You want that too. Did you know your internet service provider knows literally everything you do online? Well, it's true. You might as well be, I don't know, taking your laptop and handing it to some stranger, opening it to your browser history and saying, there, look at this. Well, that's why having a VPN is an absolute must-have every time you go online, and I want to tell you about one of the best VPNs out there and easily one of the most affordable I've seen. That's PIA, which is why I use PIA. Go to PIAVPN.com/filmsack for 82% off private internet access. Yeah, that's what that PIA stands for. They take privacy seriously. Not only does PIA hide your IP address, it encrypts your entire connection. This protects your internet activity from everyone, your ISP, your network admins, or any hackers out there just itching to steal your most sensitive information. PIA is the world's most transparent VPN. They never record or store any data, and their no logs policy has been verified in court. So that's cool. You also get endless entertainment options. Not only does PIA work with all major streaming services, but it's one of the few VPNs that supports P2P file sharing, so you can download just about anything. You can connect to your 83 countries or to 83 countries using their world-class servers. And there's a server for every single U.S. state. You get your own dedicated IP address for 100% anonymity. It's available for all platforms across all your devices, and just one membership can protect you and up to 10 of your devices all at one time. PIA has over 30 million downloads. See for yourself how it makes browsing so much better. It's a very cool VPN, and VPNs are a required part of life here on the internet. Right now, go to PIAVPN.com/filmsack to get a whopping 82% off your VPN service, plus You'll get 4 free months with a 2-year plan. It comes out to around $2 a month. You cannot beat that. And there's a 30-day money-back guarantee as well. That's PIAVPN.com/filmsack. Go check it out today. Because if you don't, how will you ever know?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.